Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A good-sized town. Almost no aid being given. Local aid being blocked. And giant black fences being put up around the entire area. Miles away, citizens kicked out. Told by police not to film. Hawaii never became a really free state. I'm sad that the U.S. took it over. What happened there was wrong. But you go there, it's beyond the territory. The police do not think you have any rights. The people are amazing. But I get that our guest, Eric West, was polite to him when he's 2 miles outside. He has a house there. He's filming on a hilltop. And they say, you can't film the town from 2 miles away. Just like, oh, you're not supposed to question elections. They just did an African election. I went to cover yesterday where they wouldn't allow poll watchers as much as the UN wanted. So they say it's not a free election. The essence of a cover-up is a cover-up. And this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Eric West, you've got to join us again soon. Get Fish on, who I know you've been out of contact with the last day or so, because he's homeless now. But we'll get a hold of him as soon as possible, get him on. But we just want to talk to him because he's a really great guy. So are you. We got 4 minutes to break. What else do you want to impart to viewers and listeners?
What I'd like to impart to viewers and listeners is, number one, I believe we need to have a day of mourning here on Maui, in the world, essentially, so that we can kind of get a reset. That's a normal procedure that the people of Hawaii have not been really given the opportunity to do. They just seem to forget that hundreds, maybe thousands of people died. That's very, very important. We have to have that mourning, and we have to allow these people to do what they would do.
And we need to know those who died. So you talk about, what is the best dead reckoning we've got on the real death toll?
I mean, I've heard that it's 100 and change, I believe, and they've reduced the list to 338, I believe, that they believe are missing. But it's very, very, very mysterious. And why they wouldn't just do a census at every neighborhood. They've got these people, these guardsmen that are posted. They have a sign-in sheet. And how many people? I mean, it would be so easy, I believe, to do that. But the fact that they've not allowed homeowners or business owners to return to their property. So it's been complete communication blackout and a complete physical
just
blackout.
Just like when they locked down all over the world where the West is in control, people couldn't see their loved ones while they had tubes stuck down their throats to kill them with ventilators. You couldn't see your family. Same story again.
Yeah, you can't go pay your last respects. You can't go look for your melted fire safe. You cannot. There's a complete authoritarian control happening here, and they just, more government officials are piling in every single day, and we're crying out to the American public. We're crying out to the world to take action. You know, this is not armchair quarterback time. It's not just guys like you that have been telling the truth for years. It's time for people to mobilize and do something. This is a call to action.
People need to spread the word with your videos. They need to pray for folks. They need to support financially because we're next. This model of controlled, choreographed destruction is the future if we don't stop it.
Right. This is the canary in the cage. If you can't see what this is just not so blatantly obvious, then you're asleep and you'll probably remain asleep. But for those of you that are woken, are awakened and are waking up to what's going on, it's time to take action. It's time to actually become a digital warrior. It's time to reach out to your politicians. It's time to do whatever it is that God calls you to do. This is a call to action. And I truly believe there's something going on here that's way bigger than we can even fathom. But it comes down to we the people. And we the people need to start acting like the home of the free and the home of the land of the brave. We need to start acting like Americans and start doing something instead of just, scrolling or whatever. We need to mobilize people to action.
All right, final segment with Eric West, local investigative journalist, businessman, and then Stu Peters. Straight ahead on Alex Jones. Stay with us. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we got 10 minutes in this segment, and I'm going to hit some other breaking news and bring in Stu Peters, who's always informative. Eric West is a business owner, lives in Lahaina, locked out of his house, black tarp being put up around the whole town, massive cover-up. I want you to have the floor to cover other angles and other issues. We'll put a little bit more of your directed energy weapon piece that's gone viral. But let me get back to the question I asked you earlier. You elaborated some, and I want you to really go deep dive on this for a few minutes. What are the different jurisdictions? I'm seeing different clips at different council meetings where I go to the raw footage, and, man, nobody's buying it from what I've seen. What are the locals saying? What is their consensus? Because, I mean, I know what their consensus is. This is a coordinated operation. We were set up. You're not letting aid in. You're covering something up. Where are the children? Are the locals buying it on a scale of 1 to 10 or 1 to 100? Are, you know, 100% none of them are asleep. They're all awake. 0% nobody's awake. What's the percentage right now?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Alex. I saw a news clip the other day asking, you know, where is the outcry from the local Hawaiians or from the people that live here? Because it seems to be, I think it's a situation where it's like a bomb just went off, right? I mean, it's literally we are in survival mode, and we're also devastated, and they don't have anything. So imagine the majority of the people that live here, they don't have anything. They don't have a possession. So it's hard to kind of fathom. So I think they're mainly just shell-shocked, but they don't really – they're in a state of confusion. They're trying to get resources. They're being told to go here and do this. Go to this website. And you don't have any internet connection, right? So it's like,
so basically, so you'll own nothing. Like, you'll like it.
Correct, but it's like you live in the people watching this or listening to this. You live in a paradigm of you have access to the necessities. You have access to an internet or a phone. These people have access to nothing, and they're just displaced. So you're talking about,
so they're like the Japanese after bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Correct. And it's a very remote part of the island. So the rest of the island is a 35, 40-minute drive. They've got easy control points to let people in and out, which you can flow freely
now.
No,
no, no. You got big skyscrapers, huge hotels, malls, everything. This is a rural, original seat of the Lion Roll family, a whaling town. This is where the blue-collar folks live.
Yeah, well, the people whose homes burned are definitely the blue collar. I mean, it's the lowest end of not a society, but as far as the real
estate. But then all the billionaires, their houses are all green right around there.
Yeah, with blue roofs. But, yeah, there is this blue thing going on. Don't quite understand. As a matter of fact, that clip you just showed of the sheriff was showing me a clip on his phone of a car that was red in the middle of destruction, and the red car was perfect. It was his classic car, and he was zooming up on the melted, little bit of melted taillight. But why is this red car perfectly fine?
Yeah, yes, they're saying certain colors the microwaves bounce off of. That's what I've been hearing.
I guess so. Yeah. But the other thing that's interesting, Alex, is we are less than 100 miles from Oahu, one of the biggest military installations in the world. Marine, Air Force, Army, all kinds of equipment. they didn't show up. Why is it that there's been very little interaction from such an amazing resource just to reestablish?
Well, I was about to say, we can blame the Chinese all day for directed energy weapons, and I'm not saying they aren't involved, but I would. The U.S. government's the one that keeps testing biologicals on us, and with the drones they've got, you could have one globalist give the order and send up drone aircraft and do this.
Correct. And why is there such a minimal response? They had multiple Chinook helicopters here for the little three-acre brush fire of the day with alarms, with sirens, with text messages. Where were they the day of the fire? This thing started early in the morning and burned all night long.
And let's go back. We have the head of the water district, we played the video, who's on the Obama Foundation saying we denied them water even when the fire, that day they denied it.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to dip into a water reservoir.
Talk about that for people that don't know.
So, again, they spin everything in a way that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but basically the water was shut off. Now, forget about water rights. Nothing was coming out of the spigots or the hoses, okay?
Funny, you're in a burned-down building, and blue shirts are just fine. Now, I'm starting to think something's going on now.
Yeah,
for folks who don't know, light only hits certain things. So they always said, like, a spaceship that wants to be anti-laser or a continental ballistic missile with MIRV technology, when it pops open, about to launch missiles into the atmosphere, you know, launches from Russia over the North Pole, it's still in space, MIRV opens up, launches 24 warheads, 12 of them are decoys, 12 are warheads, but they would jacket them in glass so that lasers would bounce off. So I know that's basic technology, but why are you in burned-out buildings with blue shirts laying there totally fine? And people are showing it. See? See? Look, look, look. It doesn't hurt it. And anybody knows this has played around with lasers. I have as well, just here in the office having fun years ago. We did a little joke with Lego toys, vaporizing them with a cheap $100 laser. A black piece would melt immediately, but a white piece, white reflects light, so does baby blue, wouldn't burn. So show that footage again. Sorry, go ahead, sir. You want to say anything about this, Eric West? I know I'm ranting.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. I knew less about lasers than anybody, so I just found those blue shirts. By the way, they're being returned to the owner of that store. I think they need to be submitted for testing. For any kind of accelerants, but essentially we have all kinds of weird blue things that didn't get burned, and some blue tiled roofs and some red things.
But we're showing blue fabric isn't burned by a laser. Everything else is. White barely burns. Blue won't burn. Everything else burns because it's absorbing.
You also have trees that are perfectly fine next to buildings. And I've got so many people that have reached out to me from the Paradise Fire, from Malibu, from a campfire, they're saying, we saw the exact same phenomenon. It's just, here's the problem. Nobody seems to listen or believe. It seems too crazy or outlandish. But if you don't listen to this, it's going to be in your backyard. This is just the beginning. So we take a stand now. We draw a line in the sand now. Or it's just, they're just going to keep being successful. Whoever they is, I don't know. And how they did it, I don't know. But we do know there's enough gut feeling here. There's enough fishy stuff going on that Fish was nice enough to point out, and everything he said has been corroborated by other individuals, that it's time to take action.
Well, don't you remember? I mean, there's been so many examples of this, but, man, the left's being caught everywhere setting fires, and I figure it's arsonist and them not turning the power lines off. I think that was part of it, but I think they probably did use some directed energy from what I've seen now, and they used the power lines as the fallback story. I think they were part of it.
I agree. There's a lot of misdirection, a lot of misinformation.
Well, notice they hit, you know, it's, you're a real estate agent. That's the second most expensive real estate in the world because everybody wants it. What is it, like thousands of dollars per square inch?
I mean, a very old home built in the 70s, three-bedroom, two-bath, you know, cinder block construction would be, you know, $800,000-$900,000. So the average home price on Maui is $1.2 million. But, yeah, certainly the stuff that was burned on Front Street, I mean, my goodness, that is some of the most expensive real estate. And some would say that it's the best spot in all of Hawaii. This is where the royalty chose to vacation during the Hawaiian Kingdom. This was their capital. You could say this is the heart of Hawaii.
Wow. Well, if they wanted us to just buy their official story, it's not happening. As sad as this is for the dead, we should mourn them, and it helps, obviously, there and on the way, not from the government. This is definitely blown up in the system's face.
I agree. And it's time to move the needle on the media, because the media is not getting access. So all we have left is we the people. All we have left is platforms and sharing and you being a digital warrior, going all night long until your fingers bleed. Do things. I think this is a call to action. This isn't just something you watch from afar and go, oh, how interesting. You do something, whatever it is. Say a prayer and ask God, what are you to do? Because the battle is here. It's now. It's happening. And we need to mobilize. We can pick on Maui. It's this little place in the middle of nowhere. Guess what? This is United States soil. And if you're a patriot, it's time to do whatever it is that God is calling and asking you to do.
All right. Powerful. Eric, join us again in the next few days. You name the time. Eric West, thank you so much. Wow. Very impressive. HawaiiRealEstate.org is his main site. Check it out. Thank you so much, sir.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The United States invaded Iraq. Exactly 1 year before the invasion, Alex Jones predicted it.
So now everybody's going, wow, it really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
West is a local Lahaina resident there in Maui, Hawaii, a fellow American, and he's got a lot of work to do. We've really held him over here. He's got to get back to relief efforts, but you're talking to conservatively 3 or 4 million people right now watching. Millions will watch later. People are going to share this everywhere. They do a great job. We salute the viewers and listeners to do that. They're really not the tail of the dog. They're the whole damn dog. So the dog hunts when they decide to take action. We salute them. And thank them, because we're not going down without a fight here. But imagine all the people watching and listening, recap the key, anything else you didn't cover, as if you just now joined us, this message is going out, you're in front of 4 million people, conservatively. Right now, what do you want to say to them, Eric West?
Here's what I have to say to the American people and people watching around the world. We have a colossal event that's occurred here, an unprecedented black swan event. It's obvious that something nefarious is afoot. We don't know exactly how or why, but we have our theories. Ultimately, your show, Alex, is about info wars, and this is an information war. The media has been kept out of this. We have a temporary flight restriction that's been in place since it started. There's no reason we can't fly drones. We can't access. We cannot take photos. The information about this event is being withheld from the American people. And so what I'm able to provide, I had the first Starlink on the ground through my YouTube channel, Hawaii Real Estate Org. I am bringing you the truth. So that, not the truth, I'm bringing you the information. You can interpret what you're seeing through what I'm showing on Hawaii Real Estate Org website. Our purpose is to fill the gap. We have an organization called Maui LFG. Let's find the gap. Let's F and go, which is let's figure out what's going on here. And then fill the gap so that it doesn't happen again in the future. We have so many colossal errors that occurred that killed hundreds, if not thousands of people, many of them children, in the most beautiful spot on planet Earth, potentially, where you come to vacation. So the question is, if you won't take a stand for this, if you won't draw a line in the sand for this, then what will it take before they end up in your backyard? You've got to help Maui. You've got to go to war on your phone in the digital realm to help us. The guy with the blower just showed up, of course, but you've got to help Maui. You've got to help us here because this is a world issue, a world crisis, and you can't let them get away with whatever it is we're trying to do. We need to call on the world force to share what is going on and to check in and to mobilize the movement, the white hats, the good people that will help make this situation turn around for the good and so that we can find out what's going on here. We're not trying to get clicks. We're trying to get a change happening in this world so that they don't take over whoever they are. And I just encourage everybody to pray to God, to ask for help on what to do. Because if we don't
take- No, I totally agree, but let me just ask you, do you hear that or is that on our feed? Because it sounds like Godzilla just attacked.
Have to move.
I guess he's checking what's going on. Oh, it's no big deal. Well, incredible job, Eric West. Eric, we love you. Eric,
can you repeat that last question?
No, you did a great job laying that out. It just sounded like all hell was breaking loose. Closing 60-second comment.
Closing 60 second. Please go to MauiLFG.org. Support what's going on in Maui. Register yourself as a resource on that website if you can help, besides donating money to LahainaFireFund.com. And digital warriors out there, patriots, citizens of the world, it's important that right now you mobilize to get the word out, because there's a complete ultimate media blackout, and we just need to share what's actually going on here on Maui. This is important, not just for us, but for you, because they're coming, whoever they are, for your land next.
All right, Eric West, thank you so much. Please get back on the show in the next few days. Give us updates. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Wow, that was beyond powerful. All right, I did major preparation for today's show. I probably covered 5 of the 30 stacks I've got. Let's not exaggerate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 stacks. So I've covered 5 of 25 stacks. And Stu Peters is always loaded for bear. He's about to take over here and give us the latest on everything going down. We got Ukraine drones target Russian civilians, and psychological terror with help from the West. The Economist reports Russian appeals to Ukraine soldiers to counteroffensive. This is your last chance. Hungarian president tells Zelensky it's time to sit down and negotiate. So is NATO. Zelensky's willing to hold elections, but only the West pays for it. We got massive harassment of Amish in Pennsylvania and other areas. So while they give illegal aliens $10,000 a month in New York and other states, they're harassing Amish that feed themselves, saying, you're not FDA approved to feed yourself milk and food. We're taking your family over. We're taking your land. It's so predatory. Government overreach. Virginia Amish farmer livelihood on the line following government raid and seizure of property. They can't have the Amish not having autism or live until they're 90. They can't have them not living up. They got to have them dead, too, and shut down. They're too obvious that what they're doing is the answer. That's why they didn't get everybody to take the shot. Because if you had enough people didn't take it, you'd have a control group that wasn't sick. Well, guess what? About 40% of us didn't take it. And almost no one's buying the next rollout of your garbage. And we caught you with your pants down. And now California admits we're going back to COVID rollouts and their official website, mass contact tracing, vaccine passports, lockdowns. And they're so pissed we learned about it. They're so pissed we're saying no. Well, they're going to get more pissed as we don't follow anything they say. They're dissolved our borders. They're cutting off our energy. They're attacking us at every level. But Larry Fink thinks he's God. And the Rothschilds who don't even think they're God, and they're not God. Because once we identify that they're the ones behind all this, it's game over. And I'm telling you, it's on record that BlackRock owns that power utility, 96% of it. And it's on record everybody's waking up. And that's a microcosm. You think you're going to corner the people in Lahaina? You think you're going to corner the people in Texas the last 2 years where you cut the power off in the winter and wouldn't let us up the power during the storms? You think we don't know it's you? We do know it's you. So you try to indict Trump till the cows come home. You try to intimidate us. You try to shut me down. You try to silence us. We are not going to be silenced, you blood-sucking arsonist. And it isn't just leftists, 79 of them caught in Greece setting the giant fires. They're cultural arsonists. They're scum from the bottom up. And just like at the Burning Man with the tribal police running over those blockades that block the road, that's where we're going with you people. Total resistance! Woo! Stu Peters is our guest. Straight ahead, stay.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape to Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The left doesn't just block highways or derail trains or burn down food processing centers. They wait till the high winds come. They get their orders from BlackRock. And then they show up and they burn down your neighborhood. But they messed with the tribal council in Nevada, and they ran them over when they refused to bring it down. They ran over their garbage. Whereas in London, England, and places like Germany, they defend them and support them. They're all funded by the big oil companies. Oh, it's the oil companies actually financing the whole carbon tax. All right, we're going full Stu Peters right now. And I'll say this. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I'm the first to admit it. When I saw them cut the water, leave the power on, not trim the trees, turn off the sirens, corral everybody into Lahaina, 20 days ago now, I said, hey, it's open and shut. It's BlackRock. They did it. And that was part of it. But now I've seen the footage of locals, and Stu Peters was right. Green grass, trees everywhere, cars, hundreds of yards away from any fire, they're all melted and destroyed. And I know they've got not lasers, but microwaves that are mainly fired from planes. Because microwaves don't shoot through the atmosphere from space. There's 10 feet of water on average, up to 15,000 feet. Can't get through it. Lasers are great in space. When a missile comes up out of the atmosphere, you can shoot them there. Lasers in atmosphere only go 20, 30 miles. I've looked at the studies. But microwaves and particle beams go further, but they're on aircraft. And with the globalists can take any plane, a DC-10, a 747, a 777, a Cessna, and they can mount, depending on the size of the aircraft, lasers that can fire and fire and fire. So, turns out Maui's the second largest U.S. base other than Area 51 for these, and I've looked at the damage. It does look like, in some areas, directed energy weapons, they were going to do the fallback and blame their own power lines. So I got to say, Stu Peters has been at the tip of the spear on this situation, and there's so much more to cover with him right now. But Stu Peters, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This is becoming more and more obvious every day. These people don't just hate you. They have told you that they want the complete annihilation and the destruction of, you know, any form of constitutional republic, or if you want to use the stupid word democracy. This is not friendly to people at BlackRock. This is not friendly to the one world governance, the less than 1%ers that want the complete destruction of the nuclear family. They want unfettered sexual access to your children. They want the elite to have all of the property that they want to have, and they will control you. And this is all part of it. They are willing to murder innocent children who are trapped inside of their homes with no schools open, with no alarms or signals sounding at all. Keep in mind, ironically, this is the most advanced signal alarm system that we have in the entire country. This is a freaking island state. Okay, and so, yeah, they absolutely went in there. And by the way, Alex, they don't try to, like, disguise the fact or even lie about the empire of lies. Imagine that. Doesn't even try to lie about the fact that they have these direct energy weapons. They don't try to hide it. They actually boast about it. They have articles all over the place bragging about the military technology that can cook children in some sand country after Toby Keith cheers on one of Pfizer butt slut Lindsey Graham's new wars. And they're doing it to us. So putting you in the hospital, putting you, you know, in a state of perpetual fear and forcing you to take your grandmother or aunt or uncle or little baby sister into the hospital because she has this little cough and a common cold. And the next thing you know, she's being sedated with, you know, a cocktail of drugs that's big enough to kill a horse the size of Fannie Willis. And then put you, you know, on remdesivir, poisonous drug that was kicked out of an African Ebola trial, and then strap you onto a ventilator, life support, and kill you for cash, murder you for money if you don't get injected with a bioweapon that was unleashed by our DOD after being manufactured and designed right here at Fort Detrick in our country. If that's not enough, they have now shown you that they will physically go to war with you and nuke you and kill you for your property and to destroy the nuclear family, and to destroy freedom in this country, and to overtake this country, to usher in a one-world governance so that you are 100% dependent on the agenda of those at BlackRock and Klaus Schwab. This was a military-style attack. Our government has openly declared war on its people, period.
Well, we saw them in California the last 10 years not trim the trees around power lines in poor areas, knowing that would cause down power lines. So we know they did that there. And it's a combo of all of them. But when I look at the footage that we had reporters on that showed it, of 100 yards from a burned house, the trees and grass aren't burned, and the cars are all fried. That was not done by ambient heat.
Yeah, doesn't it kind of remind you, how eerily similar are those images of those ash-ridden cars as what we saw on 9/11?
Yeah, guys, Google burnout cars after you show some of the laser tests. You look at it, stuff miles away from the World Trade Center. Yeah, this is one of their big jets with a laser in it. You can fly around all day and just vaporize stuff. So the whole length of the plane's a laser. It's a chemical laser. It can fire all day long. And you look at 9/11, just pulverized, just zapped cars everywhere.
But all of the landscape, all of the beautiful landscape, everything blue, even T-shirts, blue T-shirts, survived.
Yeah, for those
attack.
Who didn't see it last hour, try to find that, guys, people who weren't tuned in. Our reporter went into houses, burned to the ground, and blue T-shirts are laying there totally fine.
Totally untouched. Yeah, so, I guess we're going to be talking to a roofer here about putting a blue roof. I don't know what color Oprah would recommend, but what shade of blue. But
wearing a blue sports jacket, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, this is the state of our country.
By the way, I've done laser tests. I've been thinking about it. We used to joke around. We did like a Lego laser thing when Star Wars came out like 15 years ago again. And Darth Vader would burn with a laser. He's black. But if you shot something blue or white, the laser doesn't do it.
We gotta have a common ground, and to talk about what you went into break during the last segment. I was listening. You're 100% dead on about resistance. 100% resistance against a murderous regime that wants to kill you. They've told you that they want to kill you. They've told you they want to bang your kids. They're going to do it if you don't stand up and stop it. So we have to find a common ground, because right now we're so polarized and so divided. As per, by the way, the very successfully run multiple psychological operations that are being carried out by our own intelligence apparatus, which is not supposed to carry out intelligence exercises against American people, but they absolutely are, total lawlessness, 100% absence of the rule of law. And so what we have to have right now is a common ground. If people did not learn from Scandemic 1, this is coming back. We warned that it would come back. AJ's been warning it was going to come back. We've been warning on the Stu Peters Network it's going to come back. So many other people who understand what this actually was have been warning that it's going to come back. But we have this population of complacent and compliant and apathetic and weak and easily programmable victims as Americans in our society, that being able to actually resist and what that looks like is going to be so heavily dependent on whether or not we're going to have a group of people who really trust what their government and their TV tells them to do, or if they are going to understand. Because I think a lot of them get it, Alex. I think that there's no doubt that so many people, you cannot look at what happened on January 6th. You can't look at what's happening now in Ukraine, or what happened in Afghanistan or in Syria or in Iraq or in Libya, or what's happening right now in Maui, or what happened with the injections and all of these people dying suddenly, and what happened with the military and Millie and the purge and transgenderism and the freak shows marching into your schools and grooming your children. Nobody that is sane can actually step back, take a look at this, and not realize that they're not after us. And so the resistance, actually planning what that looks like, I mean, that's the steps that we need to talk about. We need to start
Let's talk about it. But you're totally right. They couldn't do this without drones and robot control. So now, because of all the heart attacks with the airline pilots and blood clots, they're talking about going, we're going to skip this break. They're now talking about AI running all the aircraft. And so people think, oh, our military wouldn't do this to us. The biggest jet to the smallest plane can be retrofitted in hours to be remote controlled. So this lets the globalists do this very easily, and no one even knows because of compartmentalization. That's why robot armies are so dangerous.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
An actual physical style, military style attack on its own people. And so when you
I thought of this last night. I told the crew, wait, we did a video. We wondered why the white and blue toys wouldn't burn. Look at it. But the black toys and brown toys would. And that's it. It's insane.
So what do you do with a population full of people where you still have three quarters of the country who's unwilling to accept the premise that their government is capable of a military style attack against them? When the same government actually put into Fort Detrick a weapon of bio warfare, when SARS-CoV-2 and its genetic sequence was actually made at, you know, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Ralph Barrick, these people are still walking around. Tony Fauci is still walking around in retirement, enjoying himself. After killing millions of people. But you have these masses of people who are still willing to go along with this and are actually looking forward to this right here. They're looking forward to this contactless shopping. They're looking forward to the 2 weeks to slow the spread. We could just sit inside and watch Netflix while
everybody's
burning.
I want to give you the floor right now. We're going to play your Target video because when you were on with me, I was trying to get you on all the time. And we got you. You thought you were coming on about your Target video. I hadn't seen it. Right after you go off the show, they go, you didn't see his video with 5 million views, and now it's got like 20 million, where you went to your local Target. Now, all over the country, I've been seeing countless videos of Targets, Walmarts, setting up 10, 20, 30 delivery things. Oh, well, that's just a new business. No, they're getting ready. Now I have California admitting lockdowns are coming back. It's all confirmed, new shots, everything. We're going to play this clip, and I'm going to give you the floor about the next COVID rollout and how Stu Peters, tomorrow's news today, thinks how we beat it. But here it is.
Rollers, brand new construction at Target. What is it for? Not one, not three, not five, not even seven, but two dozen, 24 brand new drive-up terminals in a town of 16,000 people. What would be the need for that? I'll tell you the need for that because they're bringing it back. They're going to bring back draconian lockdowns. They're going to bring back the torturous mask mandates in schools, strapping your kids up with a medical device and oxygen inhibiting bacteria-ridden Sharia face muzzle. They're going to bring back the injection mandates. They're going to close down churches. They're going to close down small businesses while these people stay open. And the pharmacies expanded too. Why do you think that is?
And now California just updated this week their official page saying they're doing it. So we caught them with their pants down. Thank God day one, you helped boost our story 2 weeks ago, so it went huge. We didn't know they'd roll it out like that very afternoon, but this is a big deal. I think we've got a good chance of stopping them. What do you think they're about to pull?
Well, if you thought that COVID-1 was draconian or overreaching or unconstitutional or violent in nature or murderous in nature, what we're about to see is going to be the nail in the coffin. I mean, so you see how desperate that they are. You know, as much as we think that elections are fake and rigged and stolen, we know that they are. We know that they're rigged. We know that they're stolen. As much black pills as I can spit every day about our election process, here's what is real. What is real is if you look at the way that they're targeting Donald Trump, they're doing that because Donald Trump mainstreams a message. Donald Trump wakes up millions of people who now see, oh, well, the government is fake. We don't really have a two-party representative system. We have a uniparty of globalists who are controlled by foreign interests and Israeli Mossad operations and the central banking criminal cabal and BlackRock and Vanguard and, you know, maybe George Soros and the Rothschilds. You know, we see this ultimate control by the CCP or the infiltration of our government at every level. And that was something that Donald Trump helped to mainstream. Millions of people. That's very dangerous for, you know, that many people, hundreds of millions across our country to now be awake or at least open to receiving the idea that we live under this fake illusion, this movie of The Matrix, which was a documentary instead of a movie. And so when you have all these people, so they have to target him. And by extension, what they're telling you is, well, hey, we're targeting you. So if you question the election or the veracity of it, or if you dispute the electors, or if you have an alternate slate of them, that becomes a criminal offense. You're part of a criminal conspiracy. If you tweet or, you know, tell people to go watch election integrity hearings on OAN. I mean, apparently that's a criminal conspiracy now as well. If you haven't read the indictment, you should read the indictment, particularly the one out of Georgia, because it's all BS.
It's beyond they say Trump falsely claims Section 7 that they closed down the counting center in Atlanta and blocked the windows and kept counting. It's all they admit they did.
It's all on video that they did it. And so when you have the targeting of a man like that, by extension, meaning that the number one enemy of these people is the masses of people who would not be okay with this sort of authoritarian, totalitarian, one-world governance that's coming our way. Of course, nobody wants that. And so all of the constructs that they have put in the way, do you support Ukraine or do you not? Do you believe that Hunter Biden is a criminal or do you not? Are you a racist or are you not? Are you a right-wing extremist or are you a, you know, liberal left-wing freedom lover? You know, I mean, all of the constructs that they have put up into place to run these psychological operations to divide and conquer are absolutely happening. And so now what you have is people that are so set in their ways, people that are so in love with the nanny state idea of government control to feel safe under a security blanket of protection that's provided by the government at the cost of the taxpayer, you have literally this group of people who really believes that what Donald Trump did, and by extension, everything that we do by questioning the official narrative, should be deemed a criminal offense. And that means arresting people like Alex Jones, not just suing you or taking you off the air. No, that means coming after you and arresting you. That means arresting people like me who want to, weird concept here, uphold the rule of law. And so when you go to Las Vegas, by the way, met Owen Schroyer there and Rob and a bunch of other people at your network, awesome people. When you go to an event like this in Vegas and you stand on a stage and you give a speech about extreme accountability, which are the measures that we really need to be mainstreaming and talking about right now, because we're not talking about trying Hunter Biden for some gun offense or tax evasion. We're talking about trying him for what he is, a treasonous traitor. And what does that mean? What does that Why do we still allow these people to run around? Why haven't there been hundreds of millions of people that have gathered up and said, I don't care what political ideology you are, this doesn't sound right for the future of my children.
Let's expand on that. We are winning globally. The globalist own documents come out. Populism's winning. Commons is winning. So imagine the globalists. Okay, they're in control of the executive branches. They can devalue your currency, have inflation. Bloop. They can dissolve borders and send in giant third world hordes. Bloop. They can promote pedophilia, destroy the family, bloop. They can start war with Russia, bloop. They can use drone weapons with lasers, bloop. They can not turn the power off during a hurricane. Bloop. Any button they've got to distract us and divert us, they're doing it because the end of their giant bubble's coming. And they want to bring in their new system of ESGs and social credit scores. So that's why they're throwing everything they've got in asymmetrical fifth generational warfare. And there's no doubt. And I'm not apologizing because I'm admitting when I'm wrong. I looked at it. They didn't cut the trees. They left the power on. They cut the water off. Very clear way to start the fire, but it wasn't enough. And they had arsonists everywhere. I talked to locals still setting fires, and they caught 79 of them in Greece, and they catch them in California in 2000, and the media wouldn't cover it. We know arsonists are their front line, not trimming the brush is their front line. But that's only setting the stage. Then they come in, because I saw the footage, and I've seen it from a bunch of reporters, cars in the middle of green fields, hundreds of yards from flame, burned. Microwave lasers. Microwaves, you're right. I looked at it. It's microwaves, period. They did it. And now we got to ask who did it. It shows how desperate they are. And God knows, because again, once they convert things over to nothing but drones, then no one even knows where it's coming from. Sorry, I'm ranting, but man.
No, everything you said is absolutely right. And so when you have them unleashing actual lasers on Americans and destroying their homes and murdering children, I mean, that's what happened here. They murdered children stuck in their homes. When they're willing to do that, and all of the other aforementioned, the things that boop, that you were talking about that they can unleash, but they also cater to those that are waking up by giving them some sort of a reprieve and something to believe in. Toby Keith, we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Let's go support the war. You know, let's blow up that crap hole country.
Try that in a small town, and yeah, we'll get BlackRock. They left the power on. Then the Washington Post admitted, yeah, they didn't turn the power off. That's why I did it. That's when I started questioning. Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Oliver Anthony, the rich man north of Richmond, right?
He turns out to be a total leftist.
Total leftist, total fraud, fake accent, major psyop, part of a deep state operation.
He's always in an old truck leaning back. I knew he was fake. 4 days ago, when I saw him in a truck doing a fake accent, yeah, I don't like you conservatives. I'm a good old boy here.
You know what has to happen is that when even a small percentage, just single millions of people, realize what happened to them through COVID and at Maui and at 9/11 and Afghanistan and what's happening in Ukraine and what's happening in your children's schools, is that they tell these people and they mean it when they say, when hundreds of millions or even billions of those injected with the American DOD-made bioweapon across this planet realize what has happened to them, that there absolutely will be no safe place for the people who did this to hide, and they have to mean it when they say it.
Oh, I know you got to go, but do 5 more minutes with us. Stu Peters is on fire. You got to come back this week, next week, for a full hour, because I love you to death, and I just, you're dead on here. All right, Stu Peters is our guest. Real Stu Peters on Twitter, StuPeters.com. We're going to come back and talk more with this guy. He's dead on. Folks, only microwaves can do that. They hit Maui.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.